to school, back to school, to prove to Dad that I'm not a fool. I got my lunch packed up, my boots tied tight. I hope I don't get in a fight.
Welcome back. Summer is over. It came, it went, it conquered. As you are listening to this minisode of Folk Artwork and Friends, I am heading back to school. I'm probably there by now, by the time you're hearing this. And I will be standing in front of a bunch of bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and warm and lovely students who are excited to, of course, hear what I have to say. So, a couple of things before I get to today's episode. I am a full-time teacher. I do folk artwork in the little free time that I do have, but I do enjoy every single moment of it. So just as a little editor's note, programming note, hopefully things will not slow down too much or be delayed too much in terms of orders that are getting shipped out or podcasts that are getting pushed out or newsletters and posts and things. But I am a full-time teacher, a full-time father, a full-time husband, a part-time soccer coach. So my time is limited, but as always, I do enjoy and love this. So I will always do my best to get things out when they are intended to be out. With that said, today's episode I'm very excited about, as it is with one of my former students. I have been teaching now for about 7 years. My first year was all entirely on virtual online, and I had the pleasure of having this student in my class. I was lucky enough to have them again a couple of years later. They have continued to follow me and champion me and be excited about the things that I post online. And they kept asking, when are you going to have me on the podcast? So I thought this summer it would be a good idea to catch up with my former student and have them on the podcast and talk to them about class, about what they're up to now, and whatever else comes up. In this case, movies, particularly movies that can be found on Tubi, because those are sometimes the best movies. So I'm very excited and happy to welcome to this episode of the Folk Artwork and Friends podcast my former student, Dismas Hill. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Folk Artwork and Friends podcast. I am heading back to school. I'm excited to get back to school. Heading back to school as a teacher here in just a few short weeks. And because of that, I am honored and pretty excited to be joined by, how should I say this, one of my top favorite students of all time, at least as we will get into, someone who I will probably never forget due to a 2 to 3 different memories, which I want to discuss with him, that I will never forget in my teaching career. The one and only Dismas Hill. Dismas, how are you today?
I'm doing good.
Now, you are no longer my student.
I graduated in 24, but I've been out since 23.
So you still call me Mr. O, or what did you even call me? Did you call me Mr. O Strike? You call me Mr. O? There is one word. There is one word that you called me that I probably can't. I don't know if I should. No, yeah, but there was like a word that you jokingly called me one time. Do you remember?
I would assume it was nothing slightly good.
Yeah, it was slightly inappropriate, but
yeah, I don't quite remember.
Because I love you, and because I knew that you meant it jokingly, all I could do was laugh. Because I believe it was in the class that you had with Jet. I believe Peyton was in there. Who else was in there?
I like my little table. It was cool in there.
Yeah. Yeah. So you, as you mentioned, you graduated in 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I had you as a student twice Do you remember the first time that I had you as a
It was
student?
on virtual, and I did horrible on virtual, but also our class was just weird on virtual, and it
Well,
wasn't
can I?
fun. I didn't like it.
Yeah, but can I first tell you that you did not do horrible.
I didn't do
And
good. Like I don't know if I turned anything in while I was on virtual.
that's
Wait, no, I
probably
did.
true, but I don't
I
think
turned
many.
everything in like on the last day.
But I don't think many people did. I remember one student that I had, she was a freshman at the time, and then I had her in, she was a senior, and we were looking back at her like Canvas messages because I kept messaging her being like, hey, are you going to turn anything in? Are you going to turn anything in? Are you going to turn anything in? And she never did. But we laughed about it. But it was not an ideal time for class. That was my first year teaching ever.
No, I
So it
know
was very new to me. But one
that.
reason, again, why I will tell you that you did not do horrible, because you were probably one of, again, maybe a handful of students that actually engaged with me. Because on the flip side, for me, my goal was to get you guys to like talk, to like learn about art and make art. And I would say, again, 95% of you had no interest in doing that. But you at least did. And what drove me both crazy and also start to love you as a student and as a person was, do you remember what you were doing while we were in
I was
class?
playing video games. I was playing video games, and
Yeah.
you'd ask a question. I was able to answer it even though I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah.
I was playing my Borderlands.
Yeah, you were playing video games, but you were still getting all my questions correct and answering them and engaging. And I would kind of be like, hey, dismiss. Maybe like, let's don't play video games right now. And you're like, why? I'm in the middle of winning or whatever, and I'm the only one talking. And I was just like, you got a good point there. Like you really are.
I brought some art with me today. I got some neat things.
Let's take a look. I want to see what you got.
A lot of it's things that were made for me in prison. This is one of them.
This was made for you in prison.
Yeah.
By who?
Well, my father had them made for me. He didn't make them himself, but he paid to have them made. And it's some neat art. This is one of them. On the
Dang.
back of the
Are
people
those
with skull.
pencil drawing, color pencil? How are those done?
Oh, they all sorts of things, but a lot of them are mostly colored pencil. This one, is that upside down? It's not. Oh, yeah. That one's a good one. Yeah, I like the text on that one.
What's that one say? Happy birthday. Happy 19th birthday.
Like 17th.
17th.
And my wallet was made in prison.
Was it
It's got
really?
my name on
Dang. That's
it.
cool,
And
man.
this mug.
That
It's
mug
also
was
got my
made.
name. Yeah. In
Now, is that
prison.
all? Was it all made by the same guy, the same artist,
No,
or
there's a
different
lot of
people?
different artists that made them. I don't know who they are, so I can't give them credit, but it's a lot of neat art made in prison.
Yeah. I mean, when you got not a whole lot to do and a whole lot of materials, and figuring out what you can make with what you
Oh,
got is pretty
they make
impressive.
more
Some
than
of
I
the
think they're capable of. I mean, I know they make mugs and wallets and whatnot in there, but they
Yeah.
do. I brought an old zine I made and I remade it for the podcast.
Is this
This is Gamble Night.
Gamble Night? Okay, yeah.
That one, my dad was in the hospital. I made this. He's a knight and he go to the casino and get rinsed and he want to make his money back, so he goes and fights a dragon.
Nice.
And remade it. For the podcast today.
This is so cool. You're the man. I remember doing those zines.
Yeah, I had fun with those. And it's a thing I've used in life. I made that for my dad when he was in the hospital. I only knew how to do it because of art class.
That's cool. Well, I
Yeah.
remember then the second time having you in art class. And I kind of, again, I
Oh,
you kind of just started showing up because you liked,
you're right.
I think you kind of just
Because
liked
I
being
did
in my
have your class
class.
originally. I was skipping.
Yeah, I think
I
you,
wasn't
well, I
skipping. I
think
don't know. I
you
had a
were
free period.
skipping. Yeah, you had a free
I had a
period.
free period, and I would just show up to your class, and I'd go home.
Yeah, a couple of your buddies showed up, were in there,
And that's
and
the class
instead
the
of,
jet was in, and then I signed up for the class, and I took it the next semester.
well, because you kept coming, and I was like, dude,
I
if
kept
you're
showing up. I
here,
was pretty much just anyways. I was doing the work too, even though I wasn't
yeah,
part of the class.
exactly. You were like one of the few that was actually doing the work. So I
I
kept
was
telling
trying.
you, I was like, dude, if you're here, let's just, and you're doing the work, let's get you in this class so you can get credit. And then we got you that credit for that. And that's where we did those zines. That was graphic design class.
Yeah, that was a fun one. I liked that class.
I liked that class too.
I remember a couple of projects in here. I don't think I got a whole lot on them. Like, I was always engaged as a student, but I was bad at doing work.
Well, again, you're not the only one that only student that I, again, there's a some of my favorite students with someone like you who very talented, very smart, very intellectual, but maybe like doing some of the work wasn't your favorite thing in the world. Maybe I didn't do I didn't have some of the best projects, the best assignments, but you were clearly smart. I remember talking about with you. I think it was for the infographic. You wanted to do something about how, you know, we should legalize drugs because of,
Oh, I do remember that. And I wrote it, and I was on some craziness back then. And my whole
yeah.
thing was for if that was my original zine project, then it was like legalize drugs and give everyone guns and shit. Yeah,
Well,
it was
yeah,
a
but
weird
we figured it out. We
silly
talked it
thing.
through and about how you we looked up and you looked up.
I got angry at you for telling me that I couldn't use it as my project, and I redacted everything, and I made a new one that it was called The Punch, and it was about the guy who he threw a real weak punch, but it had a lot of exaggeration to
And you know what? I was cleaning out my drawers a couple weeks ago at the end of the year, and I found that zine, and
I found my copy of it too.
I should have been prepared, and I should have brought it here today, but I
Yeah, I
still
don't
have it.
have my other house, but
Well, maybe I'll
I'll
make
get
some
one.
copies and then I'll get it back to you now that I
I
know.
have the original, so I just don't have it on.
Okay. Yeah, I think then maybe I have the copy. I don't know. I just remember going through it and I was like,
Yeah,
I'm
I
probably gonna.
insisted on taking the original because I made it.
Yeah. It was good. That zine, those zines were fun. You guys all did a really great job with
I had a
those
good
zines.
time with those. Good
And again, you
times.
know, I can clearly see, and I guess I should say too, like, look, part of the reason why I loved you, I loved Jet, I loved all of those knuckleheads in that class is because I could see myself in you. Because I was not, believe it or not, I was not a perfect student, and I would drive my teachers crazy. And again, half the time I would probably get upset, but also I was like, I can't get that mad because I would have been doing this exact same thing. I would have been driving my teacher nuts. And again, you didn't drive me nuts, but it was never a dull moment in that class. Wasn't it eighth period too? So it was like the end of the day.
That was the
Everybody
end
was
of the
ready
day.
to go
Right after that, I
home.
went home.
Yeah. So, and again, I guess what I was getting at is I feel like I've seen that you have grown and matured and you seem like a new person now, which is a good thing. Like, again, not that,
Yeah,
again.
I definitely changed a lot of stuff as a kid.
But do you, one thing that I will never forget, and I've told this to a couple people, I leave your name out of it, but I hope you don't mind if I bring this out. And if we need to edit anything out of this, I can totally edit it out. But one thing
All
I'll
right.
never forget is one day I walked into class. I said, like, hey, get out your computers. I don't know if this is exactly how it went, but this is how I remember it. And you and Jet both go, we can't. And I go, why?
Oh, it was unplugged.
No, it's because you
Was
guys
a
had
different time.
zip tied your hands together.
Oh yeah, I couldn't. You know, he did that, and he broke out of it. And I couldn't do that. Tried real hard. It was just bruising my wrist. It hurt.
I'll never forget it.
I really thought I wasn't going to break out.
Do you happen to remember any time that I like lost my cool and like completely freaked out or anything?
I do remember one time, but I'm not going to talk about that because, you know, it's not a good idea.
Okay. But overall, I guess I feel like I'm good for one kind of losing my cool every now and again. I usually can apologize.
Oh, everyone does, man.
And calm down after that the next day.
I really only remember the one time. It wasn't really like losing your cool. I was talking smack and you'd said something to me.
I think I remember. I think I do remember. I think you were like trying to spread a rumor about me or something, or that I said something.
Yeah, basically.
Okay, yeah, we'll leave it. We'll leave it
I
at
heard
that.
it. You said that shit, but we're
I did not. To this day, I'm going. I did not say that. But all right, we'll leave it. We'll leave that to people's imaginations. All in all, though,
yeah, technically.
How was I as a teacher, though? And you can be as honest as you want. Was
Oh,
I?
it's fun, man. You know, if I was like, I would have done better if I was like better at studenting.
Yeah, but again,
You
we're
know, you did
all.
well. I had fun.
I think that's a hard thing though.
You
It's like
know.
again, you were what, 17 years old at the time? Like,
Yeah, I
you
was
know.
like, I think 15 first class.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, and that was
Yeah.
during COVID, a once in a lifetime pandemic. Like, we're all gonna kinda have
Hope it was
some
once in a
struggles
lifetime,
there.
man. I can't do that again.
I know, I know. Yeah, I look back and I think to myself, like, if I was better at being a student when I was younger too, like who knows where I'd be. But yeah, you still though, like you left your mark. You painted Pablo. I still have your Pablo up on I think my
I have a few
cabinet.
of those. I put
Yeah.
those a lot of places. I
And I
can't talk
think
about all the places those are.
I'll go find them. Not to paint
It
over
was
them or
fun.
anything, but we'll
Yeah.
document those. You should come back and do a Pablo or something sometime.
I have one on that mural.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if that mural is still there, but I
No,
put
it's
one
still
up
there.
there.
Yeah, it's still
Tight.
there. Yeah, it'll be
Yeah, I
there
remember this
for.
kid. He had this real like complex school piece right above Pablo. And he come up to me on lunch one day. He go, "You're the one that put Pablo there, right?" I go, "Yeah." He goes, "Everyone comes to see Pablo." I go, "Man, I'm sorry."
Wow, Pablo's the man. Pablo's cool. I like
Yep, his
Pablo.
thing was real high effort. My thing took me like 10 minutes. You know?
Sometimes that's all it takes, you know?
Yeah, I
It's
felt bad, you know, taking Bro Sunshine.
I did you I
Yeah.
think you made a Pablo or it was a Mike Tyson. I can't remember, but I do still
No,
have
I drew
it.
my Tyson a lot.
Yeah, I have it still hanging up in next to my desk. And I did have a girl, I think, last year be like, "What is that?" And again, it just took me back to the good old days, give me a couple good laughs and thinking of you and the fun little drawings that you would leave behind.
I like drawing on a lot of things. They weren't always paper. My desks always had stuff on them. Good times.
Good times indeed. You know, one type of art I feel like you would be super into is there's these artists in Ghana who make movie posters. Have you seen these?
I think
And
I've
they're,
seen one of them.
I might have even showed you guys one in class. I show them a couple times, but they're like, it'll be like Mrs. Doubtfire, but like they haven't totally seen the movie and they don't totally
Oh, that's
know what the
fun.
movie's about.
Yeah.
So like Mrs. Doubtfire is like has a broom and it's like stabbing a guy to death with like a broom.
That's crazy. I
Or
never mind. I have not seen that, I don't think. That's fun,
or
though.
look up like there's a Space Jam one where Michael Jordan is in space but he's got a gun. Got a gun.
That's cool.
They're
That's
really
cool.
funny. Yeah, they're really, really funny.
My favorite movie poster is the Japanese poster for Hubble with the Shotgun.
Yeah. So that leads me to my next question. What is like a good, you are always, we've stayed in contact for the past couple of years and you are always good for a good movie recommendation. So your favorite, probably one of your, at least that stands out to me, and I'm afraid to say I still haven't seen it, but Hobo with a Shotgun.
Yeah, that's a great movie. The director of that movie follows you.
Does he really?
Yeah, his name is Jason Eisner. He
Oh
posts some
yeah.
cool art on his page
That's
every
right.
so often.
I've seen him. I maybe I should reach out to him. But Hobo with a Shotgun. So I feel like a lot of the movie recommendations, they come from Tubi, because Tubi does have some of the
Definitely.
best movies, and they're
And
free.
in recent years, I've gotten more into like good movies. Like, how about The Shotgun? That's like a fun bad movie, but it's inspirational. I mean, it's
Yeah.
very independent.
But some of
And
those are
them
the
being able to
best,
spread your
because
power
again,
was cool.
they're just guys or and gals just like going out with a camera and just having fun and making
Yeah, I
fun
was watching
stuff.
the creative commentary on there, and Rutger Hauer, he said, the equipment is so easy to get now to get a camera. All you need is a phone. It's so easy now that if you got a movie idea, you should just make it.
Yeah,
Because
absolutely.
it's so easy to do it now.
Well, shoot, man, look at that. That kid who did Backrooms, he's
Yeah,
like
that was really
younger than
cool.
you.
We're about the same age, I think.
Did you see that movie?
I have not seen it yet. I watched that Obsession movie, though. That was cool.
Was it good? I'm not
Oh, I
like
really
into
liked
the
that movie. That was a banger.
I'm just not into like the horror films. I don't know. I'm
Me
scared.
neither, dude. Me neither. I don't like being scared. That was a cool movie.
Okay, maybe I'll
I
check it
like
out then.
action flicks, dude. Like, that's my thing.
Yeah. So what's like another good Tubi classic that you've seen that's similar maybe to Hobo with a Shotgun?
Honestly, the most similar movie I've seen to that is called Brawl on Cell Block 99.
Okay.
That's the most similar movie I've seen to Hobo with a Shotgun, but Brawl on Cell Block 99 is, I would say, a higher quality film. It has Vince Vaughn in it.
Oh, okay.
Vince Vaughn, he plays this big like drug smuggler, and he has this big cross tattoo on the back of his head,
Yeah.
and he goes to prison, and he's got to handle business to keep his family safe. That's
Those
definitely
kind of
a real
remind
good
me
movie.
maybe of like, have you seen any of those old John Carpenter movies like Escape from New York or Assault on Precinct 13?
Those are ones I need to get around to.
Those are good. I
I think.
recently kind of fell into those John Carpenter films, and they're fun. They're wild and fun.
I think there's another movie called Avengement that I really like. That's probably in my like top five, I would say. Like the biggest problem with that movie is how often they use flashbacks, but it's worth it because they're cool.
Yeah.
It's about this guy. He goes to prison for a job that he does for his brother, and this cop tells his brother that he's going to tell on him. So his brother puts a hit on him in prison, and he finds out about it, and he escapes prison, and he goes and handles business.
Nice.
The Man on Fire is probably like that's the one of the better movies I've seen, one of the
The
best movies I've seen.
Denzel,
Yeah, that's
I
such a good
dude,
movie. I
I
have
don't
the
know
book it's
why.
based on.
Dude, really? For whatever reason, I have just not gotten around to watching that. I need to. That
It's a
one,
banger.
Man on Fire, and then what is it? Children of Men. Have you heard of that one?
I have not seen that one.
Yeah, those are two that for whatever reason I just haven't got around to, but everybody says is
Oh,
amazing.
Man on Fire, that's such a good movie. Then Denzel,
Might.
he's Denzel's probably my favorite actor,
Yeah, Denzel's the
at
GOAT.
least like mainstream actor.
Yeah. Training Day, Training Day came out like when I was in high school
Yeah, my
or
mom
around
hates
that
that
time.
movie.
What's that?
My mom hates that movie.
I mean, I feel like looking back, I don't know if it's like the best movie, but
I love that movie. I
as
think
a
it's
high
cool.
schooler, like Denzel screaming,
It's
like
got
King
great
Kong.
foreshadowing. That's a fun movie.
Yeah, it's fun. No, I mean, I'm with you. I feel like my brother calls me a movie snob because I do kind of like these old black and white foreign films, but there's nothing better than just
I've
like a
been getting
good.
really into foreign films too, but I like action movies, so
Yeah.
that's what I've been watching. There's, I think my favorite one is called The Killer. It's directed by John Woo. That movie's
He's
a
great.
banger.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Have
I
you,
love John Woo. He's made some good
so
ones.
part of my problem with watching some movies is that I'm old and I fall asleep during the movie, so it takes me like 4 nights to
I
watch a
also do
movie.
that sometimes.
Yeah.
I do that
Cool.
more
Well,
with
thank
shows than I do with movies.
you. Yeah. But one movie that I watched, an action film, possibly one of the greatest films of all time, like 10 out of 10. Hopefully you've seen it. And if you haven't, you gotta watch it tonight. Point Break.
Oh, that's a banger. I
Dude,
love that movie.
so good.
That's
Keanu
fun.
and Swayze.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, they did great on that movie. I love that movie.
It's so good. We should open a drive-through and then do like a double feature Point Break and then either Speed with Keanu, which is one of my all-time
know my
favorites.
funeral was be like a movie watch through.
Yeah. Or have you seen the other Swayze, which is just an all-timer,
Roadhouse.
Roadhouse? I mean, come
Yeah,
on.
I have Roadhouse on DVD. I don't
Yeah,
have
you
Point
got
Break
to.
yet.
Just,
One
man,
of the memes.
Swayze.
Yeah, Swayze was awesome, man.
Just
Gone too soon.
awesome. Yeah. But just the
Guy was
coolest.
amazing.
Yeah. But speaking of like heist films, Point Break, and then have you ever seen the movie Heat?
I've started a bunch of times, but that's one I fall asleep during a lot.
Really? How did you fall asleep to that? It's so like loud too.
There's a lot of good movies. I like
No,
it
again,
took me
I don't
years
have
to
any room
finish
to
John
talk.
Wick the first time.
Wait, did you like John Wick?
I love the I have all four of them.
I thought it was dumb.
Those are great movies. I think they're good for action. They're some of the better things that Hollywood's put out in recent years.
I don't know. It wasn't for me. I thought John Wick was. I don't. I'm. I know. I just talked about how I love Point Break and like Heat, but I'm tired of all these movies with people just killing everybody. I don't know. Maybe I'm getting old and soft in
That's
my.
my jam. I like kung fu and stuff too.
Yeah, the Kung Fu movies are great.
I recently got really into Bruce Lee.
Nice. Enter the Fist.
Which one?
Or no, Enter the Fist. Is that the I was thinking, or
The other
Enter
one
the
called Enter the
Dragon,
Dragon.
but Enter
Yeah.
the Fist, that might be like the knockoff, the satire one or something.
There's a lot of like that's a whole genre of movies called Bruce
Right.
Exploitation. He died. All these dudes came out the woodwork trying to be Bruce.
Yeah. There's only one.
And there's only one here. My
Yeah.
favorite Bruce Lee movie was Big Boss. I really like Big Boss.
Nice.
He
That
plays
was.
like this dude. He's a pacifist. He don't want to hurt nobody. He's made this promise to his mother. He has this necklace, and then scuffle breaks out, and they break his necklace, and he's got to handle business. And then he uncovers this like drug ring. And that's a good movie. It's a fun one.
Nice. I
There's
know.
one part where he kicks someone through a wall and he leaves like a Looney Tunes hole. And I feel like that doesn't fit in that movie.
Yeah.
But, it was still
Well,
funny. It's
that's
still a good
like
movie.
that's like in Speed. And actually like if you look at reviews of Speed, like it's got very good reviews, but I think Speed would be like one of the top like literally best film of all time if it wasn't for the fact when the bus goes over the ramp, or over the gap in the
I
bridge.
haven't seen it.
What?
That's one of those ones that like I've been meaning to get to for years. I just
All
haven't.
right. Well, there's one. It's not exactly a spoiler, but
That's
like,
Nicolas Cage, isn't it?
no, that is Keanu
That
again.
also done? All right, yeah.
Yeah,
Oh
that's
no, Nicolas
Keanu.
Cage was the
Cage is
Con
Con
Air.
Air
He's got a
and,
bunch of movies.
dude, Con Air and, why am I blanking on the other one? Oh,
My
Face
favorite
Off.
one was Space. I think so. That's John Woo.
I was gonna
That's
say that's
John Woo,
John
right
Woo,
there.
yeah. And you know that,
I
like,
love John Woo.
Cage like literally went I forget what the order was. I think he went from filming Con Air like to the next day filming Face Off and just a complete lunatic. Like it's
I like that movie a lot. I
I
watched
do too.
the movies I really like. I watched the creative commentary on them from the
Yeah.
director's letters.
Totally. I know.
And
I
it's neat
love
that there's a scene in Face Off where Nicolas Cage has like obviously fake facial hair.
Yeah.
And that scene is inspired by the killer,
Yeah.
the main character in that movie. There's a scene where he has
Oh.
this fake mustache that looks super goofy.
Yeah.
That was neat.
That's
That's
cool.
how I
Yeah.
found out about the killer.
There's a really funny podcast called How Did This Get Made? Have you ever heard of that?
I've seen
There's
clips of it.
some comedians that they're a little older, but where they like just talk about they watch these movies that are considered terrible, and then they just talk about all the stuff that goes into it. And some of the they
I'll
did
tell
Face
you a
Off.
movie that, not the greatest movie, but it's a banger. It's called Surviving the Game with
Okay.
Ice-T.
Oh,
It's
nice.
based on a story that I read the story that it's based on when I was in high school. It was one of the only things I liked about English class. But it's about this homeless dude, and these rich people are like, we'll pay you lots of money to come guide us on our hunt. But really, they're going to hunt for the homeless dude, which is Ice-T.
Yeah.
and Ice-T, you know, he's not having it. He's got to handle these bad guys. Rutger Hauer's in it. I love Rutger Hauer. That's a great movie. And I wasn't expecting it to be good.
Yeah.
That was a Tubi find. I found it on DVD for like $1.
I need you to like come back and I think again it was probably after you graduated. I kind of started a film club.
Oh, dude, that's tight.
Yeah. Well, I wanted it to be more involved, but the kid who wanted to do it, he wanted to do it and then he kind of like stopped coming. So then it just turned into us watching every Godzilla movie I could find on YouTube.
My brother loved Godzilla.
Yeah, we just would watch those during lunch.
My favorite Godzilla movie that I've seen was Final Wars.
I liked the Mecha Gods. I mean, I like the originals, but like the silly ones like Mecha Godzilla.
I like the ones with the better costumes.
Yeah. I've been
I think there could have been a lot of potential if they kept those and worked on choreography. Those could have been really cool.
Yeah. I think though I have an 8-year-old and a 5-year-old. I don't think he's too young, but we were gonna watch probably hopefully before the end of the summer. Just gotta find the right time to watch that one that came out recently, Godzilla versus King Kong.
King Kong
Godzilla
one.
Versus Kong.
Oh, that's a fun movie. I like it.
Yeah, I mean I think it's got terrible reviews, but it looks
it's
funny.
It's a fun enough movie. I don't like the people parts.
Yeah. Yeah, I
but
know.
I've only seen, you know, one Godzilla movie with entertaining humans in it, and that was Final Wars. Don't watch that one with the kids. That one's a bit much.
Okay.
I can't believe that movie got a PG-13 rating. I was watching it with my mom. I go, holy, I'm like,
well,
should I be letting him watch this?
Dude, I think I watched The Goonies. Have you seen The Goonies?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I don't remember a thing about it. There's a part where they find a dead body.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I think it's like
I think
rated
he's got a
G.
hole in the forehead.
Yeah. And I think it's rated G.
The
and they're
shit out
saying,
of me as a kid.
They're saying like, oh shit. And now my like 5-year-old's walking around the house just going like, oh shit. And like talking
I
about
remember
sloth
the
and
part
stuff.
Where one of them broke the pecker off a statue or something.
Yes, exactly.
You know, all
I
sorts
could
of
be.
weird things.
I could be wrong. I need to look it up real quick. But that
I haven't
movie,
seen
I
it forever.
swear, is either a G or a PG film. But like that
I
was
think it would
the
probably be a PG movie.
80s and the 90s, you know?
It's like classic that everyone watches with their kids now.
Yeah, 85. I don't
You know,
even know.
that's something I noticed about a lot of movies. If it's old, that they go easy on the rating for some reason.
They used to, but now I think it's like if you get like one or more F word or something,
If
you're
you
like an automatic.
if drop more than one F bomb, it's R.
Yeah.
But I watched this one movie. It was a Chuck Norris movie. I forget which one it was. I watched it with my grandpa and my little cousin. And oh man, that movie was vulgar. I was not expecting that. And it was PG. You know, they're dropping F bombs and
Yeah.
in multiple languages. You know,
It's wild. Yeah, The Goonies is PG. But yeah, I try to watch a lot of those older movies from like the 80s and 90s and with my kids, but I'm just like, what are we doing? You mentioned that you have a Japanese hobo with a shotgun poster.
I don't have it. I just
Oh, okay.
like that poster.
Oh, okay,
I
got
want
it.
one.
Yeah,
I
that
don't
would be
have it.
sweet.
If I get it, that'll be cool, but I do not
Okay.
have that right now.
Okay.
I'll send you a picture of it later.
Yeah, send me a picture after this.
That thing it's pretty. It's badged bone.
We've done I'll have to show that off. We've been doing in graphic again. I've been trying to do some new projects here and there. We've now have done like a movie poster project.
Dude, that
So
would have been fun when I was there, man.
I know. Well, hey man, I was still figuring it out back when you were
Yeah,
there,
you
you
were
know?
like brand new, you know.
I was just like
In my
trying to
last year was
survive.
probably like your third year.
Yeah, I was just
It
trying
would
to
have been your
survive.
third year because my last year at Lincoln was my junior year, and I transferred.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Well, it's always been good to chat with you on Instagram here and there. If anybody is listening, and I would highly doubt that any potential student that might have me as a teacher is listening, would you recommend that they take my class?
Oh, absolutely. I had fun with it. And it's
Okay.
probably gotten better since I was there.
Yeah, we're doing a couple different things
I
here and
would
there. So.
assume.
Yeah. Although I'm getting older and crankier, so
Me too.
yeah, it happens.
My hair is going gray already.
No, it's not.
It is. It started going gray when I was 14.
Seriously? Oh, dude, look at this. At least you don't have this.
Yeah, not yet. Wow, I
Do I
wish I
look
went to
much
grad
older?
sooner. That would
I'm
be
also,
useful.
I should have,
Oh, you
in solidarity with you, although your
lost some
hairline,
hair.
yeah, dude, it's not
And my
good.
hairline's still clean.
You're still good, so you still got
I'm
that
never
going.
losing that, probably.
Yeah.
Neither one of my grandfathers are balding.
I had one completely bald and one that has 94 years old, and he had his full head of hair until the day he died. So I don't know.
Both
I'm
of
like
mine
in the
still have
middle.
more hair. So I think I'll probably get to keep mine, but my father, he went bald, but also like he got a head tattoo in prison, so I think that had something to do
That could be. Yeah. I don't think
it.
I'm going to do that. You don't have any tattoos yet, do you?
Not yet. I want to get the back of my head done at some point, but I can't do that for my first one.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't, wait.
Yeah, not yet.
Maybe,
No.
yeah. Wait till you have like a full-on job or something and
Yeah,
then do
and you
that.
know,
But
we're getting to a better world for that. You know, people don't care as much as
no,
they did
you're right. You're
a long
right.
time
I
ago.
honestly, yeah, when I was growing up, it was like don't get them anywhere that you can't cover it
Yeah,
as
anywhere that you
like.
get, that's what my mom always said.
But
You know,
listen to your
hands,
mom because
neck, and head
that's
are off limits.
just wait, just though wait because there still might be some jobs where
Absolutely.
they
It
don't
definitely can't
appreciate
be my
that.
first one. All right, man. It's been
Well,
good.
no, it's been
Thanks for
great chatting
having
with
me.
you. I always again will cherish the moments I had. Again, you and your buddies, you were kept me on my toes, but I appreciated it and I will cherish those memories again. You're one of my all-time favorite students, so it's always good to chat with you and
Thanks for
appreciate you
having me
doing
on the
this.
podcast.
Yeah, man.
I had fun.
Yeah.
Didn't sleep a whole lot last night.
Well, go get some sleep. And then I'm gonna try to get some sleep so then I can stay up and watch all these new movies that you recommended to me.
Oh, what's another good one? There's one called The Man from Nowhere. It's a Korean movie. It's like
Okay.
Man on Fire, but the action's better.
Okay. I'll
That's
check that out.
the last one I got for you.
Okay. And then go look up, I'll maybe send you, but go look up some of those Ghana movie posters like Space Jam.
I will.
Okay.
All
All right,
right.
bro.
Goodbye.
Good chat with you. Have a good one, Dismas.
You too, man.
And thank you very much to everybody, to Dismas. Fun conversation. Fun getting caught up with him. More Full Coworking Friends coming this fall. It has been officially almost one full year of podcasts now. Started this last September. We made it a full year, had so many great and fun guests, and I got a lot more coming as well. So stay tuned. Please like, subscribe, leave a review, do all those things to help if you can get this podcast up there at the top of the charts where it belongs, I think. It's a lot of fun. I've enjoyed doing this and I've heard a lot of good things from a lot of you. So thank you for that. Again, as mentioned before, I am teaching. Things will hopefully not be interrupted too much, but if you do notice slight hiccups, that could be possibly why. Back to school. Shout out to all the teachers out there for all the hard work. Best of luck to you this fall and all year long. Hang in there. You do not get the recognition you deserve, but we couldn't do it without you. In the meantime, you can check out Folk Artwork on Instagram at Folk Artwork on YouTube, TikTok. You can also buy self-taught artwork from all around the country at the Folk Artwork Shop on folkartwork.art. Subscribe to the newsletter. Paid subscribers get a Wednesday newsletter, and everybody else can subscribe and get a Sunday newsletter wrapping up this week in Outsider Art. And don't forget, every first Friday of the month here in Des Moines, Iowa, you can catch me with my good friend Ashley Mary at the Mainframe Studios first Friday event at Mainframe Studios here in Des Moines, Iowa, one of the largest spaces for creatives in the country. And I'm very proud and excited to be a part of that. Have some fun things planned for this fall. I got a new show up on the wall this September. So come check out Folk Artwork in the Flesh, IRL at Mainframe Studios, Friday, September 4th. Nailed it. From 5 to 8 p.m. That's at Mainframe Studios. Reach out if you ever want to come check it out. If you can't make it to First Fridays, I would be happy to meet you there if possible. Thanks again to everybody. Have a great school year. Kids, be nice to your teachers. Thanks again to everybody. Peace. And thank you to Jason Brown for the folk artwork and Friends theme song and all the interstitials. So many great little ditties that he put together for me. I can't thank him enough. Go check out more original music from Jason at sapwood.bandcamp.com. Buy an album. Support folk musicians like Jason. Thank you again, friend. Can't thank you enough. You are the best.